Hello and welcome or welcome back to my podcast. And the weather is very cloudy, partly cloudy here. And stay tuned right to the end, because at the end of this video I have a few big notices. And with me I have Mr. Johan Kondegama. Can you please tell us a few things about yourself?
Yes. Good morning, everyone. My name is, as mentioned, Johan. I'm a huge fan of the Australian cricket team. I'm really a huge fan of Shane Warne, Ricky Ponting, Stephen Smith, and Pat Cummings. There are some huge cricketing personalities that I look up to. But I also respect and like people like Virat Kohli and Kumar Sangakkara. And I think, yeah, that's about me.
Okay. Johanaya, we are going to play the 100-0. So basically the rules of the 100-0 is, I am going to be telling Johanaya a few topics, and he has to rate the topics from 0 to 100. 100 means you like it a lot, and 0 means you dislike it. Okay, so Johanaya, question number one is, the MCG.
Yes, the ground.
Yes, the ground. Yes.
I rate that as around 80.
Okay. So question number two is Stephen Smith.
I give him 100, definitely.
Okay, so you have Stephen Smith as 100. Then Tim Payne, the captain of the Australian side.
I would give him 80 as well.
Okay. The Big Bash League.
That I would give something as a 90.
Okay. The Big Bash team, Brisbane Heat.
Okay, so I know that team quite a bit, and I'll give them about a 75.
Okay. Then question number six is the 100.
Okay, so that's a very interesting format, and I would give that around 80.
Okay. And then Joss Butler's ramp, the famous ramp that he plays.
Yes, I would give that a 90. I love that.
Okay, then question number eight is a Yorker.
Oh, very deadly ball. I would give that 100, definitely.
Okay, then question number nine, a Jofra Archer bouncer.
Dangerous as well. I would give that a 80.
Okay, then a swinging ball, a ball that swings quite a bit. Is that deadly or not deadly?
That's actually quite deadly, because you could never know whether it would swing inside or out, and I would give that 100 as well.
Okay, then a seaming ball, a ball that nips off the surface.
Okay, so I would give that also a 90.
Okay, so that's the end of our 100-0, and I hope you enjoyed that. And now, after this, I have a few questions on your opinion on certain things. Okay, so...
Yes, go ahead.
Question one is, what is your favorite ground in all the grounds in the world?
I think one of my favorite places to actually watch a match, or even if I had a chance to even play a match, would be Lord's. Because the atmosphere, the culture, the tradition is just like... you can't find it anywhere else. So Lord's is the place to be. Like, it's the home of cricket.
Okay.
I would love that place.
Yeah. For me, it would be the Oval. The Kia Oval. Because it's the first ever proper big ground that I ever went to. And I'm a huge fan of Surrey also. Surrey cricket team.
Okay. Right.
And then question number two is, who would be the ideal player to bowl death for Australia cricket team?
I think one of the best bowlers who should be bowling at the death should be Mitchell Stark, for sure. Because I've seen him, the way he was performing at the 2015 World Cup was exceptional. His Yorker, especially in the 2019 World Cup, the in-swing in Yorker to get Ben Stokes out was just phenomenal. Yeah. I think he should do well in the death.
He would do well. Question three, a favorite Big Bash team, if you have one.
Okay, so I've not been catching up on them for some time, but I really was a huge fan of the Sydney Sixers when they were playing.
And they won the they won the last two Big Bash leagues. They won the last two seasons.
Yes, that's another reason as well.
You know, I have a very the last two questions, 4 and 5, are very interesting ones.
Okay.
Question 4 is, an Englishman you would put in the Australian Test team.
An Englishman who I would put in the Australian Test team. Okay. I think if I had to select one Englishman, I would actually go with Alastair Cook. So as much as I despise him, I can't, I always respect style, and he had a really good style with him. He could play, he could get his runs in India, in Australia, anywhere around the world. I mean, like, his record speaks for itself. I mean, that's why I think he went on to get knighted as well for his services for cricket. But I would pick Alastair Cook over anyone else.
Okay. I would also pick Alastair Cook if I had to put anyone, or Joe Root.
Okay. Okay. Good.
Question number
nice
five.
To know.
Question number five is an Australian player who should play in the Australian Test squad, who's only plays in ODIs and limited overs. Who you think should play in the Test team?
Okay, I feel that Adam Zampa should actually put on the white kit and start playing tests.
Oh,
because I feel that he has a lot of potential to offer for the test side. As much as I would have gone with Aaron Finch, but then again, I know that Australians have a solid opening partnership. That's still in the works. So I think I would go with Adam Zampa, definitely.
Okay. Thank you for this, Johanaya. And I just need to tell the notices to the listeners. Thank you for coming to this. We appreciate it.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me on this show.
Okay, we listeners, I have a few notices. The notices, I will be having a former cricketer on the show in a few weeks' time, but he won't be available for this one, but he'll be there for in a few weeks' time. So just keep up with this, and thank you for listening, and goodbye.
Goodbye.